Bava Kama, Parakei, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah will discuss a case of a bor, a case of a well, that belongs to two partners. Bor shel shnei shutfin. If you have a bor, a well, that belongs to two partners. Now, how is that a case? How do you have a case of two partners? So, there in the Mefarshim give a couple of different possibilities. One of them is that they both owned together a courtyard, and they dug a well in that courtyard, and subsequent to that, they were mafkir. They relinquished their ownership over the chatzer, over the courtyard where it was located. However, the Mefarshim explained that they were not mafkir their bor, because if they had been mafkir their bor, they would not be responsible for the damages caused by that bor. Why is that? Even though normally when a person dugs a well, even if it's in the Rishus Sarabim, he's responsible. Here is different because when they dug the well was dug when it was under their ownership and they had permission and it was completely legitimate for them to dig it. Only subsequently did they relinquish their ownership of the courtyard. So therefore, it's only if they still maintain the ownership of the bor that they would be obligated in this case. That's one possible explanation. The other explanation is that if we have that one of the partners had dug a pit or a well of 9 tefachim in the Rishus HaRabim, and then they come together and they pick out the very bottom tefach, the last part of the shear, of the amount that's necessary to be considered a bor, they pulled it out together. That makes them shutfim. Now, if we have shutfim again, bor shel shnei shutfim, over alav harishon velo kisahu, if the first partner passes the bor and he doesn't cover it, vasheni velo kisahu, and the second one passes it and he also doesn't cover the pit, hasheni chayev, the second one is chayev. Now, the Gemara explains the only time that the second one is chayev and not the first one is if the first partner had handed over the cover to the second partner. So then it was understood that the second one had the responsibility to cover it. That's why the second one is obligated. The Mishnah continues and says that if kiso harishon, if the first one covered it, uva hasheni mitzo megule velo kisahu, and the second one comes along and he finds now that it's uncovered and he doesn't cover it, hasheni chayav, then of course the second one will be liable. However, if when the first one passed by it was also uncovered and the second one passes by and it's uncovered, then they're both obligated. Now, what happens if kiso karoi, if it was covered properly, but v'nafal l'socho shor or chamor v'meis, and the shor or the chamor, the ox or donkey falls in and dies, putter, then they're not obligated because that's considered an ones. It's not they're not liable because they covered it properly. However, the Mishnah says lo kiso karoi, if they didn't cover it properly, v'nafal l'socho shor or chamor v'meis, and the shor or chamor falls in there and dies, chayev, then they are liable. And the Gemara talks about a case that even though they covered it, what's the problem where it's lo kiso karoi? It's because it got wormy. And how is it that they were able to fall through? It's because even if they covered it in a proper way for a shor or a chamor, however, if it's in a place where camels, which are even heavier, also go by and they didn't cover it in a way that could withstand gamalim, it could withstand camels, but camels ended up walking on it, and that must have weakened it. Comes along the shore, and then since it's been weakened by the camels, now the shore is able to fall through. It's now no longer functioning as a proper cover. So then they're chayav, even though initially this covering was enough to withstand the weight of a shore. But since there are gemalim around, there are camels around, and the camels weakened it, therefore the shutfim are going to be chayav. Mishnah, interesting case now, that if nafal lefan of mikol hakriya, that if an animal falls into the pit due to the sound that it hears of digging inside the pit, chayav, you're chayav because it's falling in the pit. But la'achar of mikol hakriya, if there's digging going on inside the pit, and the animal falls backwards, not into the pit, but backwards and dies, the owner is putter. Now, even though it's the activity that's going on in the pit that is causing the animal to get damaged and die, but since it didn't happen in the pit, he's not liable. Nafal l'socho shor v'kelev v'nishtabru, if the a shor falls in and into the pit and its utensils that are on it, its equipment, and they get broken, or chamor v'kelev v'niskaru, or a chamor falls in and it gets its utensils or its clothing that's covering it are ripped, chayev ala behema. If the behema dies, he's liable for the behema. Upater ala kelim, but he's pater for the kelim. And this is because we, as we mentioned in the past, we learn out from the fact that it says shor v'chamor, and the fact that the Torah specifies those things, it's understood to be excluding shor v'lo adam, that a human being that dies in the pit where the owner is not liable for, and chamor specifically, and not utensils, not kelim or clothing of the animals, those we're not liable for. But nafal l'socho shor chera shota v'katan, if falling into the pit is a shor which is deaf, or a shota, or there's something insane about the animal. It's not a regular animal. It's something that its brains are addled even for an animal. V'katan, and it's a junior animal. That is to say, it's hasn't learned how to be choresh yet. It's a shor, let's say, that is not up to the age of plowing. So then chayev is chayev. However, if it's completely adult animal that should know better and it falls into the pit, a pit is something that an animal normally would watch out for, and therefore the owner is putter. It's apparently the chayev of an animal falling into a pit is only if there's some sort of mitigating circumstance that makes the animal not up, makes the animal subpar and therefore not able to be completely aware of its surroundings. But a regular, normal, fit animal would be responsible to make sure not to fall into a pit, and therefore the owner of the pit would not be responsible. Now, if into the pit falls bein ovas, evet o amma, whether it's a child, a male child or a female child, or a slave or a slave woman, putter, the owner of the pit is putter, and that's because, as we mentioned before, shor v'lo adam, that we're only liable for the death of a shor, of an animal, but not the death of a human being. However, this is only true in terms of death. But when it comes to damages, the damages of a human being, the owner of the pit would still be liable.